Bob Seger finally became a rock superstar with 1976's Night Moves, but he still wanted more, and he finally achieved it with his 11th studio album, Against the Wind. He finally released an album that had three hit singles on it, plus his first number one. It all began when Against the Wind was released on this date, February 25th, 1980. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The objective was simple, to get to number one, and while neither Night Moves nor Stranger in Town are really hard rock albums, he smoothed his sound out a bit and went in more pop direction, and that's what worked. The first single off the album was a bit of an unusual choice for Bob Seger. It was a song that he had actually begun 10 years earlier that was left off of the 1975 Beautiful Loser album.
We decided to come with Fire Like Us, the first single, because it was totally and unequivocally unlike anything we'd ever done before. And it's about taking risks, is what the lyrics is about. You know, about risking love, about risking chucking it all and just heading off with a bunch of wild people, whatever. Sort of an R&B meets country kind of thing. And of course, I was fortunate enough to have my friends, the Eagles, you know, Glenn and Don and all those guys, sing background on it.
Fire Lake would reach number six on the charts, but it was the title track, Against the Wind, that proved to be the biggest hit, reaching all the way to number five.
Against the Wind.
Two more singles would follow, You'll Accompany Me, which hit number 14, and The Horizontal Bop, which would reach number 42.
Everybody wants to do the horizontal bop.
Seger would spend the rest of the 80s as one of rock's biggest stars, but Against the Wind started the decline of his recording activity, releasing only two more albums within the decade. But Against the Wind remains his only number one album. He would get there in the summer after he released it on this date, February 25th, 1980, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.